Hi, this is your friend, Emmanuel Dagger, and you're listening to The Miracle Cafe, the home of transformational conversations that serve to attract even more miracles in your life. The Miracle Cafe is excited to connect you with visionary guests, concepts, and modalities here to assist you in manifesting a miraculous life. It's my deepest honor to welcome you to The Miracle Cafe. Hey, my beautiful friend, and welcome to The Miracle Cafe. I'm your host, Emmanuel Dagger, and we have a great show lined up for you today. The theme of this week is the divine intuition, so I'm sure a lot of wonderful insights will unravel today during our wonderful chat with our guests. So let's open up by setting an intention for the show. So let's just close our eyes and take a deep breath in. Just breathing in that beautiful air, that oxygen all around us. Good. And let's just breathe out any thoughts and cares of the day. Good. So the intention for today's show is that everyone listening receive the exact insights they were meant to receive in the highest and greatest way for them. If you agree with that, just say out loud, and so it is. All right, beautiful. All right, so often what I do is I kind of talk a little bit about what I've been going through the past few weeks. And what I'd like to actually talk about today is, and many of you guys know that I have a healing circle where I have a group, who we facilitate. We co-create energy healing together twice a month. And I am just so overwhelmed with gratitude for the healing circle. We've had so many success stories. We've had people who were having some financial challenges. We've had some people with they hadn't been working for several years and things like that, and they were running out of their unemployment checks. So it has just been so miraculous, especially these past few weeks. I've been just receiving so many wonderful emails and feedback from the circle, and I just felt like I was guided to share that with all of you. If anyone is listening right now and needs support, needs assistance, I am honored to offer a super, super, super affordable a way that you can receive healing, and you basically receive energy healing twice a month, and also there are a lot of programs, audio and recording programs that I provide for all of the listeners. When you sign up immediately, you receive that. And then also I do every few months I have a call where I do a support call. So if there's something specifically going on, then, you know, usually if one person is experiencing that, many people are also experiencing that, or have experienced it. So we have like an online call on the phone, and everyone kind of gets on the call and we support each other, and we do some energy processes, some quantum, kind of like what we do at the end of the show here, and except it's more specifically targeted to your specific needs. So if this sounds interesting to you, I just invite you to kind of check in with yourself and see what your intuition says about it. If you feel guided to be a part of it, you can check it out at magnifiedmanifesting.com, and it's under Healing Circle, so you can check out all of that there. But I just was guided to share some of the amazing feedback that we've had and talk a little bit about that, and just thank those who are in the circle. I want to thank you guys on air here, because your beautiful energy and your willingness to transform and receive blessings, you're co-creating that. We're all co-creating that. So I just wanted to give a shout out to all of you in the circle. And if you are feeling called to be a part of the circle, again, you can just go ahead and check out magnifiedmanifesting.com, and all the information is there. So now on to our gratitude. So as you know, gratitude always reconnects us consciously back to the love and divinity that is us, that is all around us. And it raises our vibration and brings us into, brings our life more blessings to be grateful for. So my gratitude for today is that I am grateful for choosing to release the attachments I may have had to specific outcomes and situations. Just really grateful for consciously choosing to release those attachments. So what are you grateful for today? Just take a moment right here and right now and affirm out loud what you're grateful for. And I'll just go ahead and let you do that for a few seconds. Good. And as you're doing that, I'd love to share some of our listeners' gratitudes. And Ariana in Australia is grateful for choosing to put healthy and nutritious foods in her body so that she can stay strong and vibrant. Yes. And Elaine in New York is grateful for the healing power of music. Oh, yes. All right. And if you have a gratitude you'd like to share on the air, please submit it to Emmanuel@miraclecaferadio.com, and know that by sharing your gratitude on the air, it magnifies your gratitude so that more blessings will enter your life because you're sharing it with all of us. So you're blessing us with your gratitude. And again, when you bless us with your gratitude, you're blessing yourself. So if you have a gratitude, please email me at Emmanuel@miraclecaferadio.com, and I look forward to receiving your gratitudes.
So let's get right into today's roundtable. Joining me today are two amazing guests. The Miracle Cafe welcomes to the roundtable world-renowned intuitive author, energy practitioner Lori Lamson, and conscious channel, intuitive messenger, spiritual advisor, vibrational artist, Reverend Dr. Madeline Kennedy, are both joining me today, and we are going to discuss the power of intuition. So thank you, ladies, for being here today.
Thank you.
I'm so excited. I know you well. You know, I've taken a class with Madeline, and we bonded, and, you know, I've known Lori for a long time. We've done many events together. So I am so privileged and honored to have you here today, your beautiful energy. And so, as I mentioned, the topic for today is all about the divine intuition. So let's kind of just get right into our first kind of question that I'd like to ask you ladies. So let's start with Madeline. From your perspective, what is the intuition and what's its purpose? What from your perspective?
Well, for me, it's intuition is a way that God, or your divine power source, gives you little signals, those little snippets of thought, you know, for many, many things. And the purpose is basically to help you through with subtle guidance. And that's what works with me, to understand and to help you follow your life's purpose and also help you on your daily journey through life. It guides you through the small as well as the large things in your life.
Mm. And Lori, do you want to add anything to that?
Yes, I definitely agree with Madeline. And also, just at the basics, it's often called the sixth sense. Intuition is referred to as the sixth sense, which points to me seeing it as it's another faculty, just like seeing, hearing, smelling. It's a natural part of all of us. Some of us are more tuned into it than others, but it's something that we all naturally have as one of our faculties, in my opinion.
Yes. Yes, and I know just from experience when I kind of allow myself to follow my intuition and just allow it to lead, life does seem to be a lot more easy and graceful. But when I kind of resist it, and we'll get to that in a few minutes, but it becomes a little more challenging. So let's start with Lori. What's the difference in your perspective between the intuition and what some might know as the instinct?
Well, we were talking about this the other day, and I've been thinking about that. I guess, to me, the instinct has to do more with the physical survival, and intuition is more about the bigger picture that might include physical survival. Like, for example, if you're confronted with a person who has a dangerous feeling about them, they could be, it could be an instinct that you're kind of repelled by a frightening looking person, mm-hmm. or with a feeling that there's something dangerous about them. And it's also okay. part of your bigger picture. It could be both. It could overlap.
Right. I'm going to add to that, but let me ask Madeline, what would you like to add something? What's the difference from your perspective of the intuition and instinct? Because I know a lot of people are not aware of if there is even a difference, you know?
Well, I agree with Laurie, and there is a difference. For me, it's instinct is a sideline sort of intuition. And it's developed from something that you've consciously or unconsciously done over and over and over to mm-hmm. the point that it's kind of become a secret habit. Mm. So as you perform a motion or a need to act on something, instinct kind of takes over for you. So as you're doing what you feel instinctively, intuition also can come through and give you even better clues. Mm-hmm. as to what might need to be changed or altered. Mm-hmm. So it is part of your survival, and you learn to thrive and grow. But intuition is from the higher source, and mm-hmm. instinct is more of our natural animalistic behavior.
Yeah, like a reaction. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree with that.
Not only learned personally, it's a learned behavior, but it's learned vibrationally through the cosmic consciousness and transferred off to others. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like that vibrational set point from habit. You know, the story about the monkeys on the other side of the world that mm-hmm. did over habit over and over a certain thing, and then the monkeys on the way on the other side of the world were all of a sudden doing it.
Mm-hmm. It's like in the collective consciousness. It's just over right. time, over generations, it kind of becomes ingrained type of thing. And I just to add to that, for me, you know, I see the value in both very, very much. And although I do know that, you know, instinct, there are times when, like Laurie said, you know, if you're feeling like a little off about something or, you know, not feeling right about something, then, you know, the instinct comes in if it's something where you need to protect yourself. Let's say a car is coming down the road really quickly. You need to, you know, quickly move out of the way so your instinct kicks in. So in that manner, it's absolutely, you know, I'm so, you know, it's so valuable. However, what I've noticed is a lot of just all of us, through conditioning, through whatever, through society, have been in this place of instinct for a long time where it's all about survival, you know, to make sure that we don't, you know, not eat, that we don't, you know, all these things that have made it more so that we are in a space of instinct. And what happens is we kind of move out of the intuition, or we kind of, you know, it's always there, but we kind of turn a blind eye to it and move into more of the survival. And that's why I think a lot of people are, you know, maybe struggling right now or kind of experiencing hardships, because they are in that victim consciousness, which if we are in the instinct for a long period of time and are always using it and going by that, you know, it does kind of reflect that we are in that space of, you know, maybe fear or something of that nature. Whereas if we kind of just move out of that and every so often kind of use it when it's needed and back into the intuition where it's really about, you know, ease, grace, just trusting, allowing, you know, not trying to force anything, but just allowing and following whatever you're receiving, then life becomes much easier. Would you guys kind of agree on that or feel that with me?
I would, most certainly.
Yes. Like mm-hmm. Madeline said, an instinct can become a habit, and a lot of us are in a habit of like the fight or flight instinct. We're mm-hmm. right into fight or flight, and that can get in the way of our intuition and our growth.
Yeah, and you know where it's really interesting? In relationships, whether it's friends, family, especially family, but you know, our partner. What I notice is that, especially with a lot of people that I kind of connect with or work with, I see that they're always coming from a place of reactive, you know, and so that's why they have some of those struggles in the relationships. But when they start allowing their intuition to guide them, and they can be more, you know, aware or understanding or compassionate, instead of, you know, quickly reacting with a if they, you know, their partner or their family member says something that may irk them, you know, quickly reacting. So that, I think, also when we kind of balance in between the intuition and instinct, kind of balance that whole thing, then the relationships also start to get better, I notice personally.
I agree. I think when you learn to balance them, get a good balance between the two, then things are working pretty smoothly for you.
Yes. So I wanted to ask Madeline, let's jump into this. From your perspective, why do you think many people feel blocked when it comes to using or working with their intuition?
Okay. Well, for me, everyone has their God within. And whether you pay attention to that inner nudging or not, you know, it's totally up to you. It's everything is vibrational. And when we have guilt or feelings of unworthiness, self-doubt, mm-hmm. a strained sense of duty, things like that that we place upon ourselves, it keeps us in that lower vibration. So we become blocked even from childhood by thoughts and things and ideals that have been trained to us so that we stay in that lower vibration. Our physical bodies and our spiritual bodies are not aligned when we're in that lower vibration, and we have a feeling of separation from yourself and from your God source. And basically you are. The higher vibration that your higher self or God self is being sent to you, it's coming through consciously, and your physical body constantly is getting those messages. Mm-hmm. So if we can learn to raise our vibration, then once again we will feel the oneness and the higher power that lives within us. Mm-hmm. So it helps to alleviate that separatedness where you block yourself from those gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Then
mm-hmm.
you just kind of turn and accept them. Mm. Is that making sense?
Yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah, good picture. You painted a really good, clear understanding for me. And Lori, why do you think, you know, a lot of people might still be blocked or feel blocked when it comes to connecting with their intuition?
I think there's probably a few different reasons, and it's a very personal thing. The relationship with our inner self and our intuition is kind of a personal relationship and different for different people. The intuition can often be mixed up with emotions that are something else. I see intuition as, maybe I've learned this from someone else, but that it could be either hesitation or enthusiasm.
Mm-hmm.
One of those, either enthusiasm to go in a certain direction or hesitation. And emotions about the past, like you were talking about reacting to situations, could be piled up emotions that were unprocessed. And it can be hard to differentiate sometimes between the emotions and the intuition.
Mm-hmm.
And it could also be sort of programming. There's a lot of messages in our society not to trust our intuition.
Yes. Yeah.
I remember even as a child, I was very intuitive. I remember my mother once saying to me, "You're like a Cassandra. You see things. You know what's happening, but we don't necessarily want to know."
Oh, yeah. And of course, as a child, you want
to.
Yeah. And as a child, you immediately, you know, oh, well, then there's something wrong with me, you know, or something like that.
Or I better keep it to myself. Or
I
think also intuition has a lot to do with truth and ultimate objective truth when we're all subjective individuals and we have our own truth.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something about intuition that is an ultimate truth. It's the sum of all our truths.
Yes. And what I've also kind of, to add on to what you were saying with the whole feeling blocked is that, you know, it could come, the programming could come from superstitions. It could come from religious doctrines and just a lot of different things where we are kind of told to look outside of ourselves in order to get that. You know, for example, in different cultures or whatever, you know, you have to look to a specific God figure or something like that outside of you to give you the answer. Whereas, you know, if we had been taught to go inside and look within and go into, you know, our inner goddess, God energy, it would have been a lot easier to remain connected with that as we grew into adult. Because as children, you are correct, you know, we come in so connected, so aware, and it's just, you know, through the conditioning, through whether it's media, through ancestors, whether it's through superstitions, we tend to kind of get weighed down with it. And it kind of goes with what you're both saying with that. So great insights, ladies.
Yes, self-doubt, I would say, but self-doubt versus self-trust.
Yes.
A lot to do with whether we're going to feel blocked or not with our intuition.
Well, yeah, and that's what I was just going to get to is there's those of, you know, who are actually super connected. You know, they're very spiritual. They've done a lot of their work. However, they just aren't able to trust. So what can you share some more perspective on that? Anybody?
Do you want to
go ahead. You go
first. You go ahead.
Well, it's basically still what we were just talking about. It's fear. It's fear-based, and it's mostly fear of the unknown and going against the old thought patterns, you know, the old built-ins, what's rights and what's wrongs and the do's and the don'ts. Mm-hmm. It's a fear of judgment. And it's also fear that they might be opening themselves up to something that's negative and might harm them because of all their old beliefs and ideals that have been taught to them from before or that just that they've experienced that they don't know what to do with it.
And we see it in a lot of movies.
Yes, and I understand all that completely.
Yeah.
If you come from a place of fear to start with, but then – you know, the more you align yourself up with your inner connection, the more that fear will ease from you. Mm-hmm. And the more you can recognize that you have the power. You're the one that's creating your realities. Mm-hmm. So, this, you know, you're stronger than any fear that would surface because you have that strong power from your divine inside. But until you are able to get yourself to recognize that, I think that you're going to still ignore your intuition because you're afraid of where it might take you or you're just not ready to go there yet.
Yes, and you know something you said, fear of the unknown, and a lot of the listeners, this is something that I received a message once when I was working with a client, and it just was one of those moments, you know, when you get a message and you're like, you get the chills and you're just like, oh my goodness, like this, almost like a life-changing turning point. And for me, what that message was there really is no need to fear the unknown because a part of us, that divine self, that God goddess self that is within us, that the intuition, you know, that's the way the intuition speaks through us and guides us. That part of us knows everything because it comes from the unknown. It comes from all that is. So with that knowledge that there's a part of us that can trust that aspect of us that already knows everything and we just move out of the way and allow it to come through, then there's no need to fear the unknown, you know?
Exactly.
That was a huge aha moment for me. And, you know, it's actually changed a lot of, you know, whereas I used to always want to know, you know, oh, what's going to happen next week or this. Now I'm just like, you know what? I'm so grateful. I'm just going to allow myself to trust my intuition because I know that that is going to lead me exactly where I need to be. And with that, it really strengthened my trust in the intuition to let go of the fears of the unknown because there's a part of us that knows everything, you know?
Yes, and you were ready for that aha moment.
Yes.
Aha for you.
Yes, and it's funny because it came in for the client, and I don't even know if they really, you know, how they absorbed it or digested it. But for me, I was like, ooh, I got to write this down. So, and Lori, did you, is there anything else you wanted to add to the trust factor around the intuition?
Yes, the fear of the unknown, a lot of times we've had experiences where maybe we did act on our intuition and it didn't necessarily work out exactly as we had planned or wanted. Like you were saying, mm-hmm. wanting to know exactly what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. A lot of times we don't know. And a lot of times we are going to go through a challenge to get to a better place.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not seeing, that's like the bigger picture. We're not
right.
seeing that. And we're just seeing like, I want this to be like this now
right.
or next
right.
week. So if I act on this, is that what's going to happen? Oh, no, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of times what that fear of the unknown is. It's wanting to control the situation when an attitude of intention of I just want the highest and best for mm-hmm. myself and others.
Definitely.
It's going to take you maybe on an unexpected direction, but life can be a very exciting adventure that way.
Of course, of course. And it's all, again, in how we react, you know, and that's another kind of little subject about it. But when we are able to kind of say, okay, well, whatever comes at us, you know, it's all good, you know, finding the lesson and learning from that experience, which I know many who are listening do, then it's not maybe, you know, you don't see every challenge as that difficult because you see there's blessings and there's a light at the end of the tunnel. But, you know, of course, for those who are maybe just tuning in and realize, oh, okay, well, what Lori just said, I resonate with that. You know, there's something in there that, yeah, life can throw challenges, but, you know, I know that if I just allow myself to surrender into my intuition, it'll be, even if it's a little bit more, it'll be easier, you know?
True.
So, well, the next question I wanted to ask you, let's start with Lori, is for those who would like to develop their intuition even more, what is one or two insights or techniques that you use or that you work with that could assist them right here and right now to start moving into that direction where they can have a stronger connection with their intuition? So what, because I know you both have really, really honed in your intuitive gifts and you both do amazing things with that. So what is like something that you can offer to our listeners that they can start doing to develop their intuition?
Should I go?
Yes, yes, Lori.
One thing is to open to the idea of possible, that anything is possible.
Mm-hmm.
And just work with that for a while, that it is possible that this enthusiasm that I'm feeling toward this direction or this person or activity is, it's really coming from my intuition and I can trust it. That it's possible is number one. Also, I see imagination, memory, imagination, intuition, clairvoyance all in a sort of a continuum.
Mm-hmm.
So opening more to your imagination, I believe, will take you further into your intuition.
Yes. So basically, like doing, like visualizing and, you know, doing some just meditations where you use your third eye, they call it, your ability to kind of see with your eyes closed. Is that kind of what you're talking about?
It could be that, and it could also be just using your imagination in any way, making up a story about
mm-hmm.
Any kind of story or a story about your life or what you want your life to be, that could be considered daydreaming,
mm-hmm.
imagining what is possible. And the next thing you know, you're going to start to get ideas, and that I would look at as intuitions. Ideas that are coming from you don't know where.
Right.
Somewhere inside of you. You're tuning into.
Right.
Your intuition.
There. Yes, well, that's an amazing insight. And Madeline, is there anything, any technique or?
Yes, you know, Laurie, I think those are really great ideas. I like what you said a lot there. It mm-hmm. gives you room for expansion and for exploring that you don't normally allow yourself. But what happens with me is I really like to get myself in a quiet meditative space. And to help me do that a lot, you know, you have to, I play a nice music or a nice meditative CD and just, you know, be quiet and focus on your breath. The more you concentrate on just focusing on the in and out of your breath, the more you kind of lose connection with your physical outside body, and the more the intuition starts to come through, and you start to recognize it. You get more and more familiar with it.
Yes.
And at times when you're in a particular situation where you're just all torqued up and not sure what to do or where to go, if you just take, you know, just move yourself from the incident, go into mm-hmm. a separate room if you have to, and just take a 60-second, you know, mini mind vacation and recenter yourself. It basically does the same as what a 30-minute meditation does. If you cannot do always at 30 minutes, if you just recenter yourself and focus on your breath or take yourself to a nice place you like to go in your mind, you come out of that with a different perspective. You know, again, you're more in control, and your intuition and your guidance has kicked in. And the other thing that I always do, of course, is use my pure Egyptian essences. You know, they are amazing with their healing ability and with their no chemicals and no oils and no alcohol to just, with their vibration, they just line you right up with the helping remove those blocks. And it's just, I just love them. They're just
that's what I found. That's so funny, is because, you know, that's another thing, the gift, because it's music, it's about, you know, music and listening with sound, and then the scents, the essences is the fragrance, the smelling, and that's also another part of our senses that when it's awakened, it really, you know, enlivens our, and activates other parts of our senses, you know?
True. And the Egyptian ones that I have are so different. That when you start to smell them, you actually start to smile because you can feel the love vibration come through them.
And yes.
This is really interesting. I feel lighter hearted than what I did when I was first just sitting here. Due to them, it's like I watch everybody just smile all the time and they don't know why, and I just get chuckled.
Oh my goodness. Well, yes, and I'm going, and I can't wait to tell the audience, you know, the listeners where they can check your essences out. I did want to add one, did you have anything else that you wanted to share, Madeline, as far as the techniques goes?
Well, when you're in that, if you allow yourself often enough to get in a quiet space where you get centered, you will start hearing those little whispers. You know, you'll start getting those little voices that you need to pay attention to. And what I did want to stress, though, if you are getting an idea or a thought or a voice that makes you feel uncomfortable or makes you feel uneasy, then all you just need to do is send a mental thought back and say, you know, are you for my highest good? Are you the best for my higher self? And are you from the light?
Yes.
If you get a little feeling or knowing and it makes you feel good and it's loving and it's caring and it's nurturing, then it's from your divine intuition. And you can, you know, you can pretty much bank on that. It's steering you the right way.
Mm-hmm. Right, because sometimes it could just be things that are called like free-floating thought forms. It's just in the mass consciousness. So, you know, you just make sure that you're receiving. My thing is is it coming from a place of unity, love, or is it coming from a place of fear, lack? So that's kind of my question. And if it's empowering, then I know that it's for my highest good and to share it. If it's not, then, you know, I kind of just let it go and release it and say thank you. I do want to add one more little tool that I find really helpful in developing the intuition, and it's more centered on feeling. And for me, like, I connect with, you know, I'll go to my favorite tree or like a plant or a flower, and I'll kind of just sit with it for a little while, kind of like Madeline was saying, just meditation, but I'll just sit with it for a while and feel into it, not even like, you know not trying to tap into like what it's the messages is sending. Just I try to feel that tree. You know, feel the energy, the life force that it's providing for me, and just feel into it. And you'll get messages. You know, it might take a little bit of time, and it could just be visual. It could be audience or whatever, but you will get messages. And also, pets are really good to do that with. So, like, if you have a little dog or a cat, you know, just sitting with them and really sitting, being very present and feel them, you know, feel them, just kind of like give them your attention and just kind of maybe just close your eyes and just you have them on your lap and feel their energy. You'll feel, you know, you'll receive. They'll kind of like, you know, give you how, you know, a feeling, whether it's like, oh, do I feel like they're being kind of giving me an attitude, or do I feel like they're being loving right now, supportive? So when you do that, it's just a good practice. It's like a little tool to practice feeling, because intuition is a lot about feeling, you know? So those are two little techniques that I work with that really help me a lot.
It is a lot about feeling, especially for you, because you're an empath. You know, so feeling gives us a lot. Our early warning signals are our early, okay, it's a good place to be there.
Yeah.
Easily tell by just being quiet and feeling. You're so right.
Exactly. And that's when it comes in, like, you know, if you have a job opportunity, or if you have, you know, some friends that, you know, new friends or whatever, you can get a feeling, and it, you know, the more you practice, the less about judgment it will be, and the more it will be about just discernment, where there's, you know, you're just feeling into the energy, and if it feels like you resonate with it, and, you know, you connect with it. If you don't, then you bless it, thank you, and then you just move on. So that has been a very, especially, you know, working, and I know both of you as healers, you know, we do have that ability, but at the same time, making sure that we don't have the judgment aspect in it, because it could get to that point. So when we practice these little ways of just feeling energy, and, you know, even as simple as feeling the energy between your hands, you know, putting your hands at a specific distance and feeling the energy in between, and if you do that for a focused amount of time, you can actually feel like a magnetic pull. You know, if you move your hands just gently back and forth, you can do that. And so, you know, just as simple as that, then it'll really be applied in your life to kind of follow those feelings that serve you and work really good for your highest good. And, of course, life becomes more joyful and easy. So before we wrap up, I want to make sure that we do get, you know, your amazing, if you have any events or your website. So, Madeline, let's start with you. I know you were talking about the amazing essences which you just sent me. So where can we find those?
Well, what I want to do, Emmanuel, is to give your listeners a free meditation CD where they can connect. It's a guide for a chakra connection. And it was given to me by my guides, by Isis and Ra, who are the guardians behind the essences anyway. So it's a free MP3 download if they go to http://innerlightguidance.com.
Say that one more time.
innerlightguidance.com. You may spell
perfect. Yeah, you can spell it if you want. I think so. It's innerlightguidance.com. Yes.
innerlightguidance.com. Perfect. And I would really be honored if they would take advantage of the free MP3, because it will help them to connect in with intuition. It's a very powerful meditation. It's got a good whammy to it. And then there's some surprises when they get over there too about that.
Thanks. And that's so generous of you. And I know you had told me that you were going to do that specifically for our listeners. So if you're listening right now, please take advantage of that. Go right over to her website and check the MP3 out and check her essences out and her artwork. And, you know, she has a beautiful message and energy, amazing stuff. Is there any other websites, or do you have any events coming up?
Yes. Well, my main website is belovedessences.com. I've set up this Inner Light Guidance just for your folks so they can get the download.
Yay! See? Oh, we are so blessed. So much abundance.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you. I'm actually going to go right over there after this. And thank you so much for that. And Lori, can you share your amazing things?
I don't have any events planned right now. I did do my Creative Freedom Workshop in January. Mm-hmm. And I might be doing it again this summer. That's
good.
For artists and developing some of these skills like we've been talking about at the same time. Your creativity and your intuition. And my website is soulconnectnow.com. We can learn more about the services that I offer and Jolie offers. You mentioned her earlier.
Yes. Well, Jolie was, if all the listeners remember, she was on our first show. And, when we actually mentioned you, Lori, said that you guys were working together. So this is Lori here today. She's, the other half of, Soul Connect. So, and they offer amazing services. I can attest to working with Lori. She's done a lot of work with me and, I've just had some wonderful breakthroughs with her. So if you are looking for energy healing or just, readings and things like that, she's absolutely amazing.
And there's some articles on my website, too, that might be of interest to people. Like one of my favorites is A New Love Paradigm. It's about a new approach to love relationships.
Yes.
Modern world for modern people.
Yes, I actually remember reading that. So thank you, ladies, so much. Of course, as always, I always say this, but time flies. It's funny because we always say, oh, how long is it going to last? And it just time flies. So, of course, you guys are welcome anytime. We will definitely, I want to chat a little more on some other subjects. And thank you for sharing your insights and wisdom on the intuition. And, of course, this topic can go on and on, but I think it was a good glimpse for our listeners.
Thank you, Emmanuel. Thank you. I just love you so much. You're so awesome.
I love you both, too.
Thank you so much. Can I say one more thing about intuition?
Of course.
Yes.
It is a very natural thing. It's not this out there, far away thing. Anytime you get a good idea, that's your intuition.
Yes.
Good point.
Yes. It's natural. That's the absolute.
Very natural.
Anytime you know
an answer, that's your intuition working.
Absolutely. Thank you, ladies, so much. So we are going to take a quick music break, and when we return, we are going to do some fun little energy healing around the intuition. Stay tuned.
Stops and magic.
Welcome back to the Miracle Cafe. You just listened to the song Winds of Change by Divine Song. You can check them out at divinesong.com. They're great friends of mine, and I highly recommend checking out their music. So let's get right into our healing session. So let's just go ahead and close our eyes and take a deep breath in, just relaxing, nice deep breath in. Good, and just breathe out. With the out-breath, just releasing all thoughts of the day, concerns, just let them go. Good. Take another deep cleansing breath in. And release. Good. And one more. Take a deep breath in. And release. And for those of you who are just tuning in for the first time, what we do right now is we're working with applied quantum physics, and it's if you want to learn more about that healing modality that I work with, check out magnifiedmanifesting.com and you'll learn all about it. And what we're doing is we're clearing subconscious patterns and beliefs that are no longer serving us, that are kind of continuing to be projected in our life experience as difficulties and challenges that we keep recreating over and over again. And we're opening up to new neuro waves that allow us to experience new wonderful experiences in our lives that serve us for our greatest good. So if you're energy sensitive, you might feel different sensations, maybe in your hands. You might feel some energy. You might also feel some energy like warming in the face. You might feel really loopy, really tired, really sleepy, maybe relaxed. Some people also get an immediate burst of joy or laughter. Maybe even sometimes a releasing happens where some, you know, crying, things like that. So whatever happens, it's perfect just for you. Each person is different, and just allow it to move through and process. So here we go. So the first thing that I would like to do is ask you is, do I have your permission to connect with your energy? If you want that, say yes. Good. And these sessions are equally as powerful for those listening to the recording as well. I know if you can't make the live radio show, then you can definitely check out this recording, and it's just as effective. Okay, so one moment. Good. Can we have the universe give you the highest wisdom, understanding, knowledge, and insight of what your intuition is? And can we make yours the same as the universe? So just your insight, perspective, understanding. Can we give you that expanded perspective now? If you want that, say yes. Good. Take a deep breath in and release. And so what happens is you will receive that message, that insight, whenever it's for your highest and greatest good. It could be right now. It could be in the coming hours and days. And it will be perfect and divine to you. So what we're going to do now is anytime we might have internalized those misconceptions around the intuition, maybe some of those superstitions and things like that that went along with those intuition that are keeping us from connecting with intuition. And this can be past life things as well. Do I have your permission to ask the universe to release and clear all of those patterns now? If you want that, say yes. Good. I'm being shown that we need to learn the lesson. So can we have the universe show you all the positive lessons you were meant to learn from all those misconceptions and those superstitions you carried around the intuition? Good. Can we extend this to your ancestors, past, present, future, yesterday, today, tomorrow? Good. Take a deep breath in. Feel that energy pouring in. Good. You might notice your face getting warmer right now. Okay, good. And now what I want to do is any trauma that you carried or experienced around those times you bought into those illusions or misconceptions around the intuition, can we go ahead and pull, clear, heal, release, and resolve all of those traumas now? Can we show you who you are without them? Can we show the body how to register and understand who and what it is without those traumas? Can we show you what will happen when you do? Good. Take a deep breath in. And release. Okay. So definitely we talked a little bit about the difference between the intuition and instinct, but let's make sure that you receive that on a subconscious level. So can we have the universe give you the highest understanding of the difference between the instinct, the purpose of the instinct, and the purpose of the intuition? Good. Can we show you how to honor both the intuition and the instinct? Can we show you how to see and recognize the value in both? Good. Take a deep breath in and release. Good. One very important part of this is if there are any patterns keeping you in a space of the instinct all the time or most of the time, can we bring those patterns up to your awareness, bring them up to light, and then can we go ahead and start releasing those patterns and showing you how to reconnect with new patterns that serve you for your greatest good? Because if you're always in your instinct again, you're going to be about survival and it's going to be more about the victim consciousness. But if we are moving into the intuition, and sometimes when we need to be in the instinct, occasionally when it's needed, that's okay. But if we're always there, you know, it could be more about fear and survival, and we definitely want to move out of that. So can we show you how to do that, why to do that, and what will happen when you do? Good. Any blocks keeping you from trusting your intuition, listening to your intuition, and following your intuition, can we go ahead and clear those blocks and show you how to trust, follow, and embrace your intuition? Good. Take a deep breath in. Can we extend this healing to your ancestors? Good. Take a deep breath in. Can we raise your physical, emotional, spiritual, mental vibrations to their highest and greatest so you can easily embrace, expand into this new energy that you have co-created, that we have co-created here today? Good. And can we show you how to give yourself full permission to receive this healing? Good. And can we call back all your energy from all time and space to this present moment so that you feel anchored back into your body and that all the work that you have created here today starts showing up in the physical form? Good. Take a deep breath in. And breathe out. Good. Go ahead and gently open your eyes, feeling relaxed. So if you'd like to do a little bit more work on the intuition, sometimes, you know, It could be a clarity thing, not being able to see clearly. Sometimes it could just be a fear of the unknown, things like that. I know we didn't really have time to cover that today, but if you'd like to do that specifically, if you feel like you'd like to enhance and connect your intuition, check out my website, magnifiedmanifesting.com, and see if I may be able to help you. So in the meantime, take good care of yourself. I'm sending you lots of love. We're going to have an amazing show in 2 weeks. Stay tuned, and have a wonderful evening.
Thank you for tuning in to the Miracle Cafe. Sign up for our mailing list at miraclecaferadio.com to find out more about upcoming shows and special events. Also, by signing up, you will receive a free powerful energy recording titled Living Your Highest Vision. Sign up today at miraclecaferadio.com, and I look forward to co-creating a miraculous journey with you.